let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Son, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Friday, September 27th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. In this time slot every Friday, history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Where were you in 1968, 1984, and 2024? And what is the connection? Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yes,
let's,
you got.
Let's talk about 1968 first.
Okay, I was in the sixth grade. I was living in St. Clair, Michigan, watching the Tigers at home. It was an afternoon game during the week, Game 7. Mickey Lolich going up against who in Game 7, Randy?
Bob Gibson.
Bob Gibson, who's virtually unstoppable. One of the best pitchers.
Dude, he had a 1.12 earned run average that year.
Yeah, he was great. But Mickey Lolich was one of my favorites, too. And in Game 7, Jim Northrup hits that
grand slam.
No, not in that. Not in Game 7. He hit a triple.
Oh, that's right, right, right.
Hit a triple. Kurt Flood out there kind of misjudged the ball, took a step or two in, went over his head, scored a couple runs. Tigers ended up winning 4-1. And you'll remember that Bill Freehan, the catcher,
yes,
Mickey
sir.
Lolich, there was the pitcher, the pop-up, and they run and they jump, and Mickey Lolich jumps into Bill Freehan's arms, and he carries him. And,
yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wraps his legs around him, and he carries him like a little baby boy.
Yes. Now, here's a personal story. So I'm watching that game, and it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, sir, it was.
And my sister Robin, who I love dearly,
yes,
but said Dark Shadows is on. I said,
oh,
so
no.
What? I said, I don't care. Now, we're watching Dark Shadows. So I had to listen to it. I didn't see it live, but I listened to Ernie Harwell make
the call
on the
radio. Oh, you're kidding.
No, so I will never forgive my sister Robin. No,
yes.
I forgive her, but that's my personal story. We were at home.
Yeah.
Later that school year, we moved to Algonac.
But well, okay, I got to tell you, I wasn't that far away from you. I was at 24 in Mound in Macomb County in Shelby Township, and I, too, was watching it live saw the whole thing on the TV. This very same TV that my dad and I used to sit and watch Tiger baseball together, but he died December 13th, 1966 in a car accident. So I was 8 years old when he died. I was watching the game. Actually, my little brother and I and my mom was in the kitchen. And I'll never forget that Denny McClain, 31-6 that year, Bob Gibson, those two pitchers, do you know what happened as a result of their pitching, their ERAs, Gibson's ERA and Denny McClain's 31 victories? Do you know what happened as a result of them in 1968?
Well, I know, but not exactly. I know, but Gibson is in the Hall of Fame.
No. Major League Baseball did something as a result of their years.
Lowered the mound? Is that the year they lowered?
They lowered the mound after Denny McClain won 31 and Gibson ended up with the regular season 1.12 earned run average. And did you know another thing about Bob Gibson? He loved throwing at batters' heads. That was his brushback pitch.
He was a competitor. That is,
dude, he threw at your head. He respected you as a batter.
That's it.
That badge is it. Of honor.
Let me give you another. Okay, after the break, I'll give you another quick story about 1968.
Excellent. Kind of a fun, laid-back Friday with Pastor Chatfield talking baseball, talking politics, talking current events. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. You have a couple other memories of 1968.
Yes. Here's one. This is a lesson I'll never forget. I learned this lesson. Okay. I'm going to the First Baptist Church of St. Clair because we lived in St. Clair. And then later we moved to Algonac. We went to Algonac Baptist Church. Okay. Early in the summer, our Sunday school teacher, or it might have been the whole Sunday school, but I can't remember for sure that. But he says, if you'll memorize these 12 verses of Scripture, we'll take you to a Tigers game.
Whoa. So
okay, 12 verses, we'll take you. The fact of the matter is, I've been to many Tigers games.
Sure.
I grew up earlier. I lived around Lincoln Park. My dad would take us. One time my brother, who was like 14, I was 7, we took a bus to a Tigers game. So we were not far.
On your own.
On our own.
Wow.
Okay, so I've been to many, I couldn't even count how many times I've been to a Tigers game. Yeah. And I'd like to go, but in my laziness, I didn't memorize the Scripture verses.
Sure.
So eventually in late September, I didn't memorize the verses. Everybody went. It was a Saturday afternoon that they went. Guess who was pitching? Denny McClain.
And he won 31.
And that's the day he won his 30th.
Oh, 30th. Okay.
And I was not there because I didn't memorize my Bible verses.
Oh, shame on you.
Yeah, that's a story for you.
You're right.
That's a story for you.
Yep.
Boy, I should have memorized my Scripture. Now, I've memorized Scripture since, but I can never get back to that game.
Not to that game.
I felt terrible in a way.
What was his final record that year?
31-6.
Yeah, you know it. Okay, who played second base?
Dick McAuliffe.
Which way did he bat? Right-handed or left-handed?
Left-handed. He was look, I can go through the whole thing by memory.
Okay, you got it now. Norm Cash was up first. Okay.
Yeah, Norm Cash, McAuliffe, now what
happened,
Ray Oyler.
Refresh my memory. What happened where the shortstop, I believe, or center fielder, Mickey Stanley, had to play shortstop, I believe?
Okay, here's the story. So a lot of that year in 68, Kaline was hurt. But he was hurt.
Right fielder.
Our right fielder.
Yeah.
But we put Northrop in right and Stanley in center, Horton in left, Wirt at third, Oyler at short, McAuliffe at second, and freehand catching and Norm Cash at first. So what are we going to do? Ray Oyler was a good fielder, but not a very good hitter.
Nah, so, couldn't hit the side of the barn. The guy couldn't hit anything.
So Mayo Smith made the decision. He was going to put Mickey Stanley, who was a great center fielder.
Yes.
He was going to move him to short. He was a good fielder in general. So he moved Stanley, who played very little infield, moved him to short, moved Northrop to center, and then put Kaline back to his spot in right. It ended up being a great decision because Mickey Stanley did really well in the series.
Yeah.
And so there you go. It worked. And Ray Oyler played a couple times, was put in defensively. But, well, I went back in that day, I was a fan. I mean, I watched it. You know,
I did.
I mean, seriously.
How old were you that year?
I was 12.
Okay, and I was 10.
Okay, I might have been 11 turning 12.
Right.
I might have been 11. The first 30 games of the year, I had made up my mind I was going to get a paper. I was going to make a notebook of every box score the Tigers did the entire year. I didn't make it, but I made 30 or 40 games at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And the
wow,
Tigers
that's
started,
impressive.
And so, yeah, that was me, a big Tiger fan.
Yep.
Love baseball. And, yeah, that is the way it is. I mean, younger people today just don't see it. I mean, there is a connection of listening to Ernie Harwell, and I think it was Ray Lane with Ernie Harwell that year.
Yes.
And then later Ernie Harwell with Paul Carey.
Yep.
But, you know, we'd just go out. If you're traveling, you listen to the Tigers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think we do that as much. I know I don't do it as much. And when you're supposed to be going to sleep, you listen to the Tigers. And when the Tigers are out on the West Coast and the game doesn't start till 11, you listen to the Tigers and you fall asleep listening. And you have a connection with radio. That's why Ernie Harwell, it was so loved by people in the state of Michigan. Everybody loved Ernie Harwell, and he was a Christian man, but everybody loved him. And Tom Monahan, when he fired him back in the late 80s or early 90s, whenever it was, what a terrible fiasco that was. Or maybe yes. It was Bo Schembechler that fired him. I don't know who made the call, but boy, everybody was upset when they fired. And then they brought him back. And then brought him back because it was just an outcry of the fans because we loved Ernie
Harwell.
He
should have just been able to retire naturally.
And eventually he did. Right. And he did later. He did retire on his own timing. And, you know, but he was a real gentleman. And you didn't hear him squeaking out there in public. He didn't have to about his, you know, being unceremoniously released.
Right.
All the fans stood up for him.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the way that
loved
that was.
Ernie. Absolutely.
Everybody loved Ernie. Who couldn't? There's something wrong with you. You didn't like Ernie Harwell.
So fast forward to 1984, the year of the tiger and the Chinese calendar, and also my favorite year of my entire life, because that's when I convinced Vicky to marry me on Mackinac Island. But great year, 1984. Tell the folks your thoughts about 1984.
Okay, I was a fan. By this time, I'm a pastor. So I began pastoring our church in 1983, but I followed them. And you remember they started off 35-5.
Absolutely.
One of the best starts ever in Major League Baseball history. Then they just kind of coasted the rest of the way, defeated the Kansas City Royals in the playoffs, defeated the San Diego Padres in the World Series. The biggest play, you remember that, was in Goose Gotch's came was pitched into Kurt Gibson. I think it was the eighth.
Yep.
The eighth inning. I think it was the game was tied. And the manager, Williams, comes out and is talking to Goose Gotch and says, you know, let's walk Gibson.
Yep.
And Gotch says, no, let's go after him. And he looks at him and says, you mean you want to pitch to him? Yeah. You going to strike him out? Yeah.
You sure you can strike him out? Oh, well, absolutely. I got this guy.
The first time that Gibson ever went to the plate was against Goose Gotch, and he struck him out on three pitches.
Yep. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Yes, sir.
So he thought he could do it, but he didn't. As you know, he had hit that home run, and it was and he runs around the bases and high-fiving people. And I remember some of the Tigers say, don't want to high-five Gibson unless you're ready, because he about breaks your hand. He hits you so hard, you know. And so
then he touches home plate, his helmet's off, and he makes that famous jump in the air with both arms up in the air. And the Detroit Free Press cameraman snapped it from the dugout.
Yes, yes. And I remember even there, if you remember, in the front row, in the background of that picture was Al Kaline. He was just a fan. That was a Sunday night. I saw the last half of the game because we had church on Sunday night. You say, well,
sure. Yeah.
with important World Series game, didn't you guys cancel church? Now, that was back in the day, and some of your listeners don't know this, but Baptist churches, all Baptist churches, would have church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and it was kind of that's the deal. Now, and our church still does that, but a lot of churches, they've gone to one service per week.
Yep.
And I'm not sure that's a good and who am I telling you?
Somebody asked me, as I grew up Baptist, says, you know, why do you guys go to church, you know, three times a week? And I said, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Okay, whatever.
And it was really funny because I remember that Sunday night game. And one of the things that was very interesting was the fact that the crowd just absolutely went nuts when Gibson hit that run. But do you remember what Sparky Anderson told him from the dugout when Gibson went up to the plate?
Oh, yeah. He said, he's not going to walk you.
He's not going to watch you.
Yeah, yeah. So in other words, Goose Gossage.
Yes, sir.
He thought he could strike him out.
Yes.
You know, he's a competitor. He's a competitor.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He couldn't. He didn't. So there you go. That's a big point in Detroit Tiger history.
Now, part of my response to your question this morning Didn't Ronald Reagan win re-election for governor in 1968?
Okay. Well, that's the year
Nixon won the presidency.
I think Reagan was elected in 66, I think.
Oh, that's right. Midterm election.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
As governor of California. Don't go to the bank with that.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're correct.
Yep. And so, but those were Republican years. Now, does that mean anything? What about 2024? And I'm just going to admit to you, I'm a backslidden Tiger fan that's going to the game today in Detroit. What do you mean backslidden? I'll watch him occasionally, and I'll kind of follow him a little bit, but nothing like I used to.
Well, but now you're a little busier than you were back in 1968.
That's true, but it's also, you know what? They've not been so good in the last 10 years or so.
Sure.
And they are doing something this year. I've been following them now the last month or so. I've been they keep winning.
Right. And best record in baseball since August the 11th.
Right. So I'm somewhat guilty. The real Tiger fans are almost saying to me, hey, how dare you go to the game after not? The last Tiger game I went to was back when they were playing. They were in the playoffs against Boston, and Verlander was pitching. He lost 1-0. I don't know if I don't even remember the year. It's been about
I forget what year it was.
I can tell you it's been about 10 years.
Yeah.
And it was a great game, but boy, they would have, could have, should have won that game. But I've always been a Tiger fan.
So how is it that you're going to the game tonight?
Well, my son, his family invited me to go with him. I'm going.
There you go.
We're going to
the
game.
Where do they live?
Oh, it's Lee and his family. They're going to the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're driving down. Yes.
You're driving down from Northern Michigan. Okay. Yes. Well, very interesting because we stayed up last night and watched the 13-inning, extra-inning game where the Marlins from Miami, Florida, 58-100 is their record this year. They only won 58 games, lost 100. They had no reason to play their hearts out like they did, other than to, I guess, take Minnesota out of the playoff running. It went into extra innings. They ended up winning 8-6, and it was a phenomenal game. Now the magic number is down to 1. So if you go down there tonight and bring them luck, and they win the game, they're in the wild card playoff starting on Tuesday.
Right. I've never seen a clinch game. Not in person. I've never seen them clinch in person. No, I never have. Not in person.
I got a text message from Dave Ajima. How can you guys remember all this junk? I was too busy working from age of 9 to 21 to keep track of the stuff. I guess I have a better work ethic than you two. Laugh out loud.
I would have to probably say he does. That's true.
Well, actually, that year I was pedaling 75 dailies and 172 Sundays on a heavy-duty Schwinn bike, listening to the games on an AM radio, transistor radio, with an earplug, with a wire earplug in my ear. And that's where my football thighs came from. So there you go, Dave.
Hey, I could make this a connection. It's a rather loose connection, granted. But baseball is America's pastime. Soldiers in the Civil War started playing baseball when they had off time. In the Civil, during the in Civil the War.